Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Now today's podcast is just going to be merely about the passion of the game. I wish I would have done this a little bit backwards, or forwards if you will. There's a lot more people listening to my podcast that don't know the game that well. So what I would like to do is to give a little bit of maybe one passion and love of the game, maybe a couple pointers on what you're watching, when you're watching. I love this game more than anything. You know, I've been watching this game since I was probably about 15 years old, and just to give a presence of what's going on, think about it. When you play in this game, normally we have 82 games in a year. This year we're going to have 56 because of the pandemic. They had to cut things down. But the ultimate goal is to get your name on Lord Stanley's Cup. And to basically be immortalized forever. When you leave this earth, your name will still be on there. You know, it takes 16 games to get that. 4 rounds of playoffs to get that. 4 rounds of battling, bone-crushing checks, and just non-stop action. I mean, you watch a game, it does not stop on a whistle very often. Occasionally there's a penalty that'll stop the game, a guy will go in the box or something, but it's very, very upbeat and up-tempo, and that's what I love about it, because you never get bored. So here's what I'm looking forward to. You know, I'm looking forward to the fact that the third game of the season, we're playing Tampa Bay right off the bat. The first two games, you play Florida at away. And I believe the third game is our first home game against Tampa. I have not heard yet if there's going to be actual fans in the stands yet or anything. I don't know what the protocol will be on that for this year, but just think of all the hard work that these players do. I still think they're tougher than any football player, and if anyone wants to sit down and have an argument about that with me, I'll win. So there, probably one of the most bold statements I've ever said, but there was one thing that was really interesting that if you watched the last press conference with our general manager, Jim Neal, he went down the list of injuries that people were playing with. I mean, you know, Ben Bishop tried. He got into one of the games and apparently he had a horrible knee injury, and he went into surgery, and so did Tyler Seguin, and we're going to be a couple months without them while the season's going. But I know we have great players to keep that sustained. But I mean, even Tyler Seguin was playing with a dislocated shoulder through the whole Stanley Cup playoffs. And for example, I know they were given a hard time to him because he's supposed to be this great scorer. Well, if it's the right shoulder that you're trying to shoot with and you can't shoot the puck very well because you're in pain, he was still gritting it out there trying to help his team win. This is one of the most team-oriented sports. You don't really hear a lot of the crap that you hear in football, you know. The extracurricular activity that goes on in football, you know, the strip clubs and the, you know, wanting more money and holding out on contracts. You know, for example, Corey Perry, when he came here, he took a pay cut to come here, because he wanted to win another Stanley Cup. He won one in his lifetime with Anaheim, but he wants another. I don't know what's going to happen with this contract this year, but I would love him to take the hometown discount and stay, because we really could use him. And that's the difference between all the other sports. People tend to stick around. I mean, yes, when you're young and you're trying to make your money and you looking for the big contract to sustain yourself, that's one thing. But when it comes down to you've played several years in the league and you really want to be on a team that you know is going to win a Stanley Cup. I believe this Dallas Stars team will win one. I was hoping it was going to be last season. I still think we have an excellent chance this year. But my big question is, where are we going to get some more scoring? But we have all this youth. Yoel Kiviranta, I hope they bring him up and let him play his full rookie season up. Because the way he played in the postseason when they brought him up from the AHL was fantastic. It wasn't just when he had the puck, it was what he did without the puck. You know, being able to forecheck and hit and pass and, you know, keep the puck cycling and all the things, the little nuances that really good players do. Obviously, Denis Gerionov is a phenom and he'll continue to be one. Roope Hintz, I wish you played a little bit better in the playoffs, but once again, I heard he had a hip injury and just stuff you don't know about till the end of the year, but the fact is they're willing to grind it out. That's what this sport is about, and I really am passionate about that part because that tells me the conditioning and the grit and everything that goes into the sport more than any other. So it's just going to be interesting to see how this small sample size of games that we're getting this year that we normally would have all 82, which we're still lacking 26 games. And they're saying hopefully next year, next season, the 21-22 season will be back to our normal 82 games. We'll start in October and all that stuff. But anyway, for those that are learning the game, enjoy the fact that these players are selfless and they're passionate and they're just an incredible talent. Goaltenders, what you guys do are phenomenal. I still to this day don't know how you put on all that equipment and be able to stop that itty bitty puck coming at you. And sometimes it's coming at you 100 miles an hour. Depends on who's shooting it, because there's some guys that can shoot the puck very hard. And just the grace that you have when you're doing it. You know, just the ability to move and all that stuff and just wow us with your glove saves or your stick saves or your pad saves. Whatever that you do, we love you for that. And that's the thing that I love about watching Anton Hudobin, because he's not the typical goaltender that everyone's looking for now. I mean, the guy is only 6'2". Most goaltenders, when you're going out for looking for someone in the draft, you want him to be 6'5", 6'7". And this guy is not that big, and he's just incredible with his body control. He reminds me a lot of the way Dami Hasek played when he was goaltending back in the 90s. If anyone that is learning about the game wants to YouTube Dami Hasek, go watch him and also YouTube a little bit of what Anton Hudobin and watch him mirror images of each other. And I guarantee you, you'll see a very similar style of play. Anyway, so we have our first game will be on the 13th at home. Our very first game will be played in Florida on the 11th and 12th. They said it was 12, but it looks like we might be getting an early game in. So there'll be two games at Florida coming up in the first of the 12th of January, and then the 13th will be our game that we have at home for the first time. I really hope that at some point they let fans in the stands, because I love to go watch it. And actually, this is to my buddy Rick that is learning about the game. Thank you so much for listening, and I miss you a lot. And I thought I would put a shout out to you today. And this being Christmas Eve and all, I miss a lot of my friends and family, which I'm pretty sure a lot of us do right now in this time of year where we're being a little bit more careful than we normally would be. So anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I really hope everyone's having an excellent day and continues to get as pumped and as excited about hockey as I am.